Wow, nature is noisy today. Probably not noisy enough to be picked up on my mobile phone, but there's a lot out and a lot happening in the world of the wild. I'm walking the dog at the moment, but in the garden this morning, I was having a phone conversation and drinking an oversized cup of coffee, and just all the birds were just having a go at each other, whether it was gossip, whether it was a joint sing-along, where, I don't know what was going on, but man, they were high volume. It must be something to do with spring stroke summer. Just let me climb over this gate. I'm over. And, yeah, it's nice. This is the first time I think I've actually felt that summer is on the horizon. It's a weird one. Well, you know, where it's gone. We've had kind of this mediocre-ness for so long now, and I've got all this work to do. Yeah, it's really nice to be sat in the garden, or at the moment walking the fields quite close to the motorway, I must add, and there's some kind of industrial unit in the distance I can hear doing some stuff with lorries, but nevertheless, nature is fighting back somewhat, and that is really nice. Nice to know we've got some birds left. I think it's a tragedy that laptop screens without a shield, which I do own, but only for my old 12-inch MacBook where I used to do photographic editing at festivals, which outside. Screens just don't cope with the sun, especially the iPad, which is effectively rendered useless by any amount of good weather. So I'm going to be stuck in the office again, preparing for a number of different talks. Hang on a second.
This way.
Thinking Digital, which I'm quite looking forward to next week. Scale of conference I don't normally get involved in. It's quite a big one. Lots of interesting speakers and lots of people that I will never have met. Because I'll be venturing into the northeast. Although I've done a few different projects up in the northeast, I'm always going to be surprised by the amount of people that are not necessarily in my networks. Even though I kind of try to focus more on UK-centric people when I'm connecting on Twitter and such like, which is weird because I seem to be doing more travel than before. At least I've got a lot of travel planned, but of course that's going to be down to a certain volcano, whether I do or not, and a lot of this stuff involves photography and media gathering, so it's not the kind of thing that can be done remotely. And after yesterday's interview I did at the Open University, talking about how we should be travelling less because technology is enabling us to do so, I do find there are certain things that definitely require my presence. Yes, other people can go and do this kind of stuff, but some people seem to think I can do it differently, so fair enough. I could just wander the fields and talk aimlessly about the weather and up-and-coming events, but I don't necessarily think you'd be interested in that. I'm going to stand and watch the ducks for a couple of minutes and calm my mind, and yes, walking in nature is a very, very healthy pastime, not just for the body, but for the mind. It has been proven. I read it somewhere. Honest. A man down the pub didn't tell me. But apparently by walking in and amongst nature, the trees and what animals you have and what sounds and the greenery, maybe something to do with the oxygen, which, gosh, everything smells nice and green today. It does something to your mind, calms it, centres you, maybe puts things into perspective. I don't know, what is nature nowadays anyway? It seems to be just farmland everywhere. Can't help but look at a tree that hasn't been pruned and go, that's natural, which is nice. Everything else is fences and grass, I must admit, but nevertheless, this bird flying over now, shouting about something, doesn't care less. Right, come on then, you. One more cup of coffee. a bowl of breakfast in the garden, then honest, definitely, I'm going to get in the office and do some hard yakka. Have a good day wherever you are.